Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in Detroit for the auto show, not just any old auto show. It's the once-a-year extravaganza known as the North American International Auto Show. Here in Detroit, we're in Cobo, broadcasting in the lobby. We've been doing this in this same exact spot for, at least 15 years or so. So I've carved out a place for myself, and I'm very thankful to all the great support of the people who put on this show, including Michelle Evangelista and her entire team. And I'm also very grateful to all of the wonderful guests who join us each year when we do our broadcast here from this spot. And joining us is a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. His name is Doug Murtha, and he is the Vice President of Scion. Doug, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Seems like I haven't been out on the show floor yet, but 2015 seems to be a really good year. There's a lot of energy and certainly a lot of people here in attendance.
Absolutely, yes, and a lot of investment in the show stands this year. You can tell everybody's definitely engaged and taking the show as seriously as ever.
Excellent. I was out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas before coming here, and there was a record number of automakers there, and also noticed that the booths out there were quite impressive. I mean, they were auto show type booths and a lot of investment. So you're absolutely right. They're investing. The car companies are investing in their displays, and that's a good thing for everybody. Let's talk about what folks can find within the Scion display here in Detroit 2015. What's the big news that you've got at the show for us?
Okay. Well, our big news, we don't have an independent press event here this year, but we are carrying over some of the news that we revealed in Los Angeles in November. Really three stories there. Number one, we announced that Scion will receive three new products to our lineup within a three-year period, which we're very excited about.
Yes.
Two of those new products we will display a little bit later this year in New York in April. And one of those two we showed in concept form in Los Angeles, and that was a vehicle we call the IM Concept. And we brought that with us here to Detroit to share with the consumers and the media here at the Detroit Auto Show. So IM Concept is a C-segment, a subcompact hatchback. It blends a little bit of the sleek design and performance elements of a sports car with the versatility of a subcompact hatchback. Very grounded appearance, wheels at the F-size, 19-inch forged alloys, a performance and dynamics story that we'll be sharing more about in New York in April.
That's great. I didn't make it out to the LA Auto Show this year. I had some family business to attend to, so I can't wait to get a look at this concept vehicle. And it seems like you guys have done extremely well in recent times with some of your newer introductions, including the FRS. That certainly seems to have rolled out extremely well.
The product has pretty much done what we expected. We got a great first 2 years out of that. We're getting into year three, which for that segment tends to fall off a little bit, but the product is still doing very well for us. I think there were some who were concerned, could Scion support a $25,000, $26,000 price point? Some who said we might, but we would put a 55-year-old midlife crisis buyer in the seat. And that's absolutely not who we've sold to. Since the launch of the product, our average age driver has been about 31. That's what it is today. So we're really putting the buyer we targeted in the seat of the car, and from that standpoint it's definitely delivering what we needed from the car.
That's great. Let's talk about Scion and demographics. I understand Scion has some of the youngest buyers in the marketplace.
Absolutely. We still have a TC, which is our volume leader, is still a 27-year-old buyer. As I said, the FRS is bringing in a 31-year-old buyer. On average, we run about 36, which still by auto industry standpoint is a pretty young young target.
Absolutely. What can we look forward to from the Scion brand? As you noted, we're going to have some news in New York, but I'm sure you've got a plan for years to come that you can't tell us about. But in general terms, what are we going to see from Scion? What are some of the goals that you have personally for the brand?
Well, I think our objective as a brand really hasn't changed since our launch. From a consumer standpoint, we're here to offer distinctive products they might not have a chance to offer or buy through the Toyota brand. We offer a purchase process that is still distinct from the industry with a no negotiation, no haggle sales model. Selfishly, from a manufacturer's standpoint, we're still a laboratory for experimentation. We've continued to try new things in marketing arena with product on campus with some of our vendor partnerships, and that's going to continue to be part of the brand. I think it's no secret we've had a relative quiet period here since the launch of the FRS. We're very excited about getting these three new products into the lineup and turning things around a bit from a sales volume standpoint and re-engaging our dealers. I think they've been very patient with us and understood some of the quiet period, and now they're excited and ready to sell these new products.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about this concept vehicle. It sounds very enticing. Kind of give our listeners a little verbal walk around the vehicle, if you could describe it stylistically. Folks, of course, can go to Scion.com and all the usual places, MotorTrend.com, AutoWorldRadio.com, to see some pictures. But verbally, it's always interesting to hear from somebody like yourself, Doug. So give us a little verbal walk around that concept vehicle.
Okay, very good. As I said earlier, it's fundamentally a C-segment or subcompact hatchback product. The group we work with to create the concept was very much inspired by vehicles from the European touring circuits. So there's very much that look in the vehicle. Very wide stance, very low ride height, wheels definitely out at the corners. Definitely some elements of both dynamism and drama in the front and rear bumpers. It's in a very bright blue color that is absolutely eye-catch and will be not too far from a production color we'll have for the vehicle when it comes to market. So unfortunately, at this point, we're a little light on some of the technical specs and some of the content and positioning. As we did announce in Los Angeles, though, we intend to bring this vehicle to market under $20,000 with a great fuel economy and value story, and look forward to sharing more details in April.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about Scion and what it means to you personally and what it means as a brand. If you had to encapsulate some of the qualities that make up a Scion vehicle to some listener who is joining us right now who perhaps isn't that familiar with the brand, when you say Scion, what are some of the attributes that you like folks to have in their minds when they're considering taking a look at a Scion? What are some of the attributes about Scion that really shine?
Well, I think the lineup has always been relatively eclectic. We pull different products from other overseas markets, and none of them clearly fit a one-size-fits-all description, and I think that's where we intend to continue to go with the lineup. We have five vehicles in our product lineup right now. I often get asked about the next generation of many of those products, and in a lot of cases, we're not going to do a next generation. We reserve the right to bring something new and different into the lineup that meets the interests and needs of our target customer. And I think those have actually evolved over time. While since our introduction, we have continued to target a fairly independent-minded subsegment of the 18 to 34-year-old market, when you look at the mindset of that consumer in, say, 2005 versus the mindset of that consumer in 2015, they're very different. Demographically, not that different, but psychographically, very different. And I think some of those changes in that mindset will start to find their way into the types of products we bring into the lineup.
Well, Doug, as usual, it's a pleasure spending time with you here at the Big Auto Show in Detroit. For more information on all things Scion, where's the best place to go, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you'd like to promote, go right ahead.
Yeah, I would just say Scion.com is still the starting point, and there are links there to our racing forums and our lifestyle forums and all the rest, so a great starting point, Scion.com.
Wonderful. He's Doug Murtha, and he's Vice President of Scion. Thanks again, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
This is Bob Long from the North American International Auto Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
All loans subject to one-day score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to extensive coverage of Auto World's North American International Auto Show Press Days. And we are joined right now by Erica Klampfel, who is the Global Future Mobility Manager for the Ford Motor Company. Erica, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be on the show.
Well, I was out in Las Vegas for the CES event, just a gigantic convention. Makes the automotive show, the SEMA show every November, makes it that one look small. This CES event is absolutely gigantic, and I understand you are out there as well.
Yes, it was great to be out in Vegas last week. It really was big. It was my first time at the show, and I was pretty surprised as well by the magnitude and all the cool technology out there.
Yeah, lots of cool technology and more automotive introductions and news being made there. And that's, of course, what we're going to talk about here today. There was a lot of news out there in the realm of autonomous vehicles and lots of other high-tech areas. But let's talk about your area of expertise, and that's future mobility. Explain that term for our listeners around North America. What exactly does it mean?
Yeah, sure. So Ford is really looking at mobility. How do we get people from A to B seamlessly? You know, the car is just one node in the transportation ecosystem. There are a lot of other ways that people need to get around. And so at Ford, we're really looking for new solutions for our customers.
Excellent. Out at CES, I know you had a number of announcements. Tell us about some of the news that you broke at CES.
Yeah, so Mark announced our mobility strategy, our Ford Smart Mobility, and he also announced the 25 experiments that we have going on. So right now we're really in an experimental phase to see where does Ford want to play in this space, mm-hmm. who should our partners be, and what solutions do we want to go forward with. And the experiments are global.
Excellent. So there are 25 different experiments going on, and the reach is around the world. Give us an idea of some of those different experiments.
Yeah, so for example, in the U.S., we have a car swap program going on with Ford employees. So, you know, in the past, we've kind of informally swapped cars. Maybe you worked on a vehicle, you know, mm-hmm. designed the inside and, oh, you want to drive it, or maybe you need a truck to haul something,
sure.
Or you just want to try out some new technology. So because of that, we actually implemented a swap program where our employees can swap their lease cars. And it's a cool way for us to understand how do we make that sharing experience more seamless? How do we improve our products and our technologies to make them work better in these sorts of sharing schemes?
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense and certainly could be a lot of fun for lots of folks,
yep.
being able to swap cars. What are some of the other experiments that are currently underway?
Yeah, so if we go to Africa, we're not just looking at sharing in the urban environment. We're also looking at the urban environment and how we can improve mobility there. So one example, we're working with a health provider to instrument and make our vehicles connected so that we can actually help map the Gambia. So a lot of the rural roads don't have maps available to actually show where the roads are. So it's one way of using connectivity and mobility in the rural areas. And the healthcare provider then, it will help them get better access, direct
sure.
their healthcare providers and workers to get medical attention sooner.
So you're really out there saving lives and making people's lives healthier. And I can understand that certainly would be very rewarding to be involved in that type of experiment. GPS is just remarkable in how it's kind of revolutionized the world.
Yeah, and in Mark's keynote speech, he really did talk about how a lot of what we're doing is about a better world. We have other experiments going on in Mumbai, for mm-hmm. example, looking at, it's a part of our Innovate Mobility Challenge series, where we're looking to get the maker community to help develop good ideas for mobility solutions. So you can think about it as crowdsourcing good ideas. So we pose challenges or issues in certain cities around the world and have developers come in and offer solutions. We offer prizes for the best solutions. So in Mumbai, we have one that was, the challenge was the Mumbai Monsoon App Challenge.
Okay.
And so looking at data you can get off the vehicle, how can you actually use that connectivity to develop ways for people to get around in the monsoon season?
Yeah, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Most of us here in North America are not familiar with what a monsoon season
right.
would be. So that would be extraordinarily helpful to the folks in Africa. So this is, as you said, a global initiative on the part of the Ford Motor Company. I know that Mark, as you noted, was one of the keynote speakers out in Las Vegas. And I've known Mark Fields for a number of years, and he's held many different positions within the Ford Motor Company and has held some positions outside of North America. And this has probably given him an even more global perspective.
Yeah, he's really challenged the team to be innovative. And, a lot of the mobility solutions that we're doing are really leveraging, startups, innovative companies, getting ideas from the maker community, from universities. So it's been great having him on board.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're tapping into universities around the world. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We're working with probably over 10 universities. We work a lot with the University of Michigan, mm-hmm. With their smart team, Numtree. We're also working with universities in China, such as Tsinghua University. So we're working in with Aachen University in Germany. So we really have a lot going on around the globe.
Oh, that's great. And certainly this must be an exciting project for you to be a manager of. Like you say, chock full of experiments, but at the same time, this is something that could really change the future of the world.
Yeah, we're looking at not just our products, as Mark, mentioned, we're a product and a, vehicle, truck and car company, but we're also a mobility company. So it is really exciting to look at what are the new business opportunities for Ford and how can we really make a difference.
Are you looking at different fuels as well? Is that part of the mobility project?
No, that's not a part of the mobility project, but we do work closely with the sustainability group within Ford.
What's the most interesting of the group of experiments that are presently underway that you would like to share with us? Anything additionally in the realm of experiments that are currently underway that you can share with us?
Yeah, I always get asked that question. It's like, picking your which child is
your
favorite.
Yeah.
There's so many really exciting projects. I really like the breadth of the Innovate Mobility Challenge series.
Yeah.
I really like that we're getting ideas from all over the world, and it's really helping us understand people's challenges and also how they would solve the problems.
Sure, absolutely. Erica, I really want to thank you very much for stopping by and telling us all about Ford's Global Future Mobility. She is the Global Future Mobility Manager for the Ford Motor Company. Is there a place online that folks can go and check out a little bit more about the project?
It'll be coming.
Coming soon?
Coming soon.
All right, we'll have to get you back on, and you can tell us about it at that point. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the Detroit Auto Show, and thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
We'll take a time out and then more.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World, and without question, Ford has made a huge splash here at the show with the unveiling of three performance cars, and joining us right now to tell us all about this incredible introduction that was just held just a short while ago is Ford's Vice President of Design, Maury Callum. Maury, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Happy and healthy 2015.
The same to you.
Well, let's talk about the Ford GT.
Yep.
I can't believe it, but you guys have resurrected it once again.
Yes, we've resurrected it, but I think we've done something different this time as well. I think we obviously, for our 100th anniversary, brought back the Ford GT, and really that was really, I would call, a heritage car in terms of the looks and the feel of the car. What we want to do with this Ford GT is really bring it into the 21st century. There are elements of the car that people will recognize the original GT40, mm-hmm. and it pays homage to it in certain areas in terms of the profile and some of the graphics. But if you look at the car, it can be nothing else but a 21st century car, and really a car for the future.
It is an absolutely gorgeous design. I mean, everything from all angles, this vehicle is just visually stunning. I love the exhaust treatment.
Yeah.
For our listeners joining us around North America and around the world, world. Give us a little verbal walk around the vehicle.
Well, I think, as I say, as you walk up the car, you'll recognize elements of the original GT40. The fender relationship, the front fender to the rear fender, is that lovely tight rear fender and quite a long nose in the car. The profile of the car is quite conventional supercar-like. And the front graphics, where you get the squared-off headlamps and the nostrils, again, signatures of the GT40. But that's really where it starts. Then the round lights, obviously another element of the GT40, but round tail lamps. But that's really where it starts. When you get close to the car, you really realize that this is a car that could only be made now. You know, it's carbon fiber technology. The real dramatic view of the car is the plan view of the car, where we have what we call a fuselage feeling of the car, which sucks into the car, and then pontoon elements for the fenders, which are actually joined by flying buttresses at the rear, which really give the car a very dramatic look.
Very dramatic. The rear view on the car is absolutely stunning. And certainly when you look at the overall nuances of the vehicle, too, there's a lot of texture in the design.
This has really been a real joining of great engineering, great aerodynamics, and great design. And we've done this in record time as well. We've done this, and I've said this is the fastest car we've ever designed. And it probably is the fastest car, but it's also the fastest car in terms of the way we designed it as well, because we really only started this about a little over 12 months ago. So it's really gone from sketch to reality in a year.
Oh, that is absolutely a great story. And, glimpsing in, it looks like the interior is quite a nice place to spend time. And the treatment of the doors seem quite different than the Ford GT of 2004.
The door opening is different. The way the doors are hinged, it doesn't have the cutout in the roof, which caused some problems in the last GT. So it's quite a dramatic look when you open the doors as well. And the fact that actually the sill opens with the door itself means that the ingress and egress of the car is really good. So the crash structure is actually in the door pods itself. So really, when you open the door, you're lifting up part of the side of the car and the floor, the underfloor of the car as well. So it really helps the ingress of the car.
Much better.
Much easier to get into the car as well, yeah.
That's great. Is this going to be a very limited production car? Have you guys announced any specifics?
I don't think we're mentioning numbers yet, but it will be more limited than the prior GT. But we will make it and it will be for sale. And numbers we're not going to say yet.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the latest in the Mustang lineup. The Mustang, of course, is all new for 2015 and has rolled out to absolutely great sales success. Let's talk about number one. We'll touch on the vehicle that was unveiled in Los Angeles, since I didn't make it out to LA this year. The return of the GT350 with the most powerful naturally aspirated V8 ever in a Mustang.
Yeah, in any production car, we believe. So, and actually, what we showed today is what we call the GT350R, which is the race pack. So it really is the track version of the car. So we've thrown everything out that people don't need when they're going to race. And there's no rear seats, there's no air conditioning, there's no stereo systems. And it's the first car with production car with carbon fiber wheels as well. So we've done everything to take a lot of weight out of the car. I think we've taken something like 130 pounds out of the car.
That's really significant. These must be great fun projects for you guys to work on.
I think as a car designer, we've all grown up loving cars, and we love sports cars as well. Let's face it. But this is the great thing about, you know, a lot of our talk of these days is how we're going to evolve innovation into our cars, and part of that innovation is doing cars like this, because it really is its techniques and its materials that will eventually help us get into production cars. Things like carbon fiber, for example. We're working with Dow Chemicals to look at carbon fiber and more mass production. So these are really the test beds for us to really test some technologies. And another thing, an important thing, is aerodynamics, which is really very important, both the GT350R and the GT.
And the third equation here is the Raptor, and I haven't had a chance to see this one yet, but just a little backstory on the Raptor. I mean, Ford has had originally, of course, it was called the SVT, Special Vehicle Team, and the SVO division, I should say, in the 80s, and then the SVT Mustangs and other vehicles. And when you look at the sales figures of all the different specialty performance vehicles that Ford has done over the past few decades. The Raptor is the one that has sold the most of all these vehicles, which really surprises a lot of folks.
And we've actually now, when you talk about SVT and SVO, we've actually now combined all our performance cars into what we can now call the Ford Performance Division. So we've actually now got one umbrella for all our cars globally. So, but the Raptor has been a fantastic success for us. The cars have done very well, and you know, with the new aluminum F-150 that we've given the task to the guys to really design a Raptor that really suits that vehicle, and it's got all the traditional Raptor elements, but just amped up a little more, and I think it's a great looking vehicle.
What are some of your favorite design elements of the new Raptor?
Well, I think the new Raptor's got a little bit more differentiation from the prior Raptor. It's got a new tailgate on it, it's got a new rear bumper, it's got a new exhaust system as well, so it actually, the differentiation from the production car is even more accentuated, and the new body style of the F-150 actually suits the toughness of the Raptor a lot, and it really, really, really looks the part.
From a designer's perspective, is there a difference in working with, you're working with different elements here, you're working with steel, with the Mustang, you're working with aluminum with the Raptor, and you're working with carbon fiber with the GT. What's the difference from a designer's perspective in tackling all three of these projects?
They all have their slight different nuances about what you can do with them in terms of a material. And things like aluminum, there used to be more limitations, but as we get more used to building cars in aluminum, we're getting to the point where we can virtually replicate what we can do in steel in some areas. Sometimes, you know, the tightness of corners and things like that are a little bit more difficult to get in aluminum, but we're getting a lot better. And carbon fiber is actually a really flexible material, which is actually, you need a lot more in carbon fiber than you need a lot of other materials. So it's actually offers a lot to the designer.
Well, you are definitely stealing the show.
I hope so.
Heard a number of journalists say when the Ford GT rolled out, and I did not get to the unveiling, but I was over there, and there's a lot of people milling around taking pictures, and most of my journalist colleagues are in agreement that this is the show car. This is the one that really blows everybody away. An absolutely stunning debut, a world debut of the Ford GT here in Detroit. I love that rear view of the Ford GT. What's your favorite element of the Ford GT?
I think the overall car for me, you know, it's still a dream to do a car like this in your career. So the car itself, I think just the blend of that pure Ford GT and modernity, I think is great. Mm-hmm. But obviously the what you're talking about, that rear view where you get that plan view, the pontoons and the fuselage of the vehicle, it's such an original,
element.
It's very exciting. And it's great to see. It was great to see that we couldn't get people off the stand. We wanted to move the car from the arena to the stand. We couldn't actually get people off it. So that's usually a good sign.
That is definitely a good sign. Now all I have to do, Maury, is either get the big radio job or television job or win the lottery, because I want to be the first to get in line for that Ford GT.
Yeah, I think there's a few people with the name Ford in that list as well, and a few other people in Ford Motor Company. So you might have to battle a few people.
Excellent. Maury Callum is Ford's Vice President of Design and a great friend of the program. Maury, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much.
We'll take a time out.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're in Detroit for the big auto show, the North American International Auto Show. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Bob Long, and throughout this hour, we're going to bring you all kinds of cool guests as we tell you all about the exciting happenings here in the Motor City. Joining us right now is Anita Burke, who is the chief engineer on the Chevrolet Colorado. Welcome, Anita. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, first thing I want to do is congratulate you. I spent more than 10 years at Motor Trend as their radio host, as well as writer, blogger, and streaming television host. And you guys really surprised a lot of folks by taking home the golden calipers for the Colorado. And after spending a week in one just a couple of weeks back, I fully concur with the folks at Motor Trend in making that big decision.
We are truly honored to have received the golden caliper from Motor Trend, and it truly is a recognition of the hard work and dedication to this truck team at General Motors that put into it, that we delivered the right truck.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to show you something that you may have already seen before, but take a look over there.
I love it. I love seeing our truck displayed with such glory. It truly makes my heart very happy. The only thing that makes it happier is when I see customers driving them on the road, wheels to the road. is such a fantastic experience after the dedicated journey to bring this truck to market.
So true. And what I had Anita take a look at is the building across the street is being draped with an absolutely huge sign honoring the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Chevrolet Colorado, and it's a real wonderful tribute to the vehicle, and lots of attention is being given it, as you would expect here at Cobo. Well, having driven the Colorado, I'm very, very familiar with the vehicle, and it came to me on a week that I had to visit my business partner, who is about 2.5 hours away from me, so I put some pretty significant mileage on the vehicle, and I can tell you, I was so impressed with the highway miles per gallon. As a matter of fact, on the highway, I actually did some calculations. I average more than 25 miles per gallon, which is more than the EPA sticker.
Yeah, we're segment leading with fuel economy, and our V6 obviously label is 1826, and clearly you're experiencing that label is really defines what this truck is, and real world is meeting everyone's expectations.
And the other thing that really blew me away about the Colorado was the interior. I mean, you guys have done such a wonderful job in the interior. All the luxury, comfort, and convenience features are either optional or standard on the vehicle. My particular vehicle had, you know, power everything, power windows, locks, mirrors, seat. It had the Chevrolet MyTouch system. It had navigation. It had heated seats. This particular vehicle was configured with the off-road package and the trailering package. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the design element in the center stack there. You've got those little toggle switches.
Panel keys.
Yeah, exactly. I really like that. And I'm sure it's probably been extraordinarily well received within the media as well as within the Colorado buyers so far.
It has. You know, when we look at the midsize truck customer, they utilize their trucks for more than work and play. They use them for everyday commuting.
Mm-hmm.
So having those features that have been integrated into our everyday life that you just shared with us, and the intuitive nature of the keys, the buttons, the knobs, mm-hmm. and the accessibility of them was really a focus point for us as we developed this truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer feedback is telling us that. And, you know, sales to date, we've sold about 8,000 trucks as we just ramp up acceleration, just about 6 weeks into full production here.
Wow.
About half of those were sold in the month of December. So more to come here, but we're very excited. And our success is going to be based on what our customers are telling us. And it's been very exciting to date.
That's great. And being a guy who loves music and considers himself a bit of an audiophile, mine had the Bose system, and, you know, combined with the XM satellite radio, just a wonderful experience, especially when I was taking that long highway cruise.
Right. You could drive like a dream. The drivability of these, as I've said for a long time, the only thing that makes how they look better is how they drive. And that driving experience from the ride, the handling, to the audio and the interior refinement from a quiet standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and touch points really makes it just such a pleasure to drive.
Let's talk about the engine. It's a 3-liter V6, and it has a specific type of fuel injection. Tell us about the fuel injection on that vehicle.
It is a very exciting. It is an engine that we've utilized in General Motors, and we focused in on those gas engines into this truck as proven technology that really was going to deliver the segment-leading fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that V6 still delivers segment-leading horsepower right around 269 foot-pounds of torque. So it really does deliver both from a performance standpoint and a drivability standpoint.
And in addition to that, it's got variable valve timing, too.
It does.
Lots of cool features.
It does. And it's got all of those features, dual overhead cam, and really just does integrate really, really well from a refinement standpoint and a smooth drivability standpoint.
Absolutely. No question. And let's talk a little bit more about the midsize compact pickup truck marketplace. This has been long. long neglected by a lot of manufacturers.
It truly has been long neglected, and I think truly you could say it's been a bit orphaned. Much of the industry has left it, and that's where when General Motors made the decision to enter into the midsize truck segment, General Motors currently, with this introduction, is the only automaker that has a truck that meets every customer's needs with our light-duty pickups, our heavy-duty pickups, and now the midsize truck. So we're very proud of that fact. And we wanted to, since we were coming back into this segment, make sure that we were not only going to give the customer the truck that they expected, but one they deserved. And we set that bar to hit that.
This truck that I drove to Colorado is a good handler, too. A much better handler than many people would expect. No doubt you guys put a lot of work into the suspension setup and the braking. Tell us a little bit about the suspension and some of the cool attributes of the vehicle.
One of the cool aspects of it is we are first the segment with electric power steering for the midsize truck. So this truck brings that in, and what that does is it not only is a fuel economy enabler, but it also gives that nice, precise, intuitive type handling experience across all driving segments or all road surface segments. So, it's really a fantastic balance with our, coilover spring front suspension. So it still has rear springs that really just deliver the capability while still having an exceptional ride.
And for those people who like to take their truck off-road or like to do some trailering, just as my test vehicle was equipped, you can easily get that variant of the Colorado. Tell us a little bit about the Z51 package.
The Z71 package is really an exciting package. It comes with our all-terrain Goodyear 17-inch tire, and our Z71, as well as our other trim levels with the fitted with the V6, is segment leading for payload and towing. So it's quite capable of towing anything you might need, 7,000 pounds, and the Colorado has 1,590 pounds worth of payload. So with that reconfigured pickup box, you could do anything you want across whatever surface. It's a really exciting, very capable truck.
Tell us, Anita, about the complete lineup of the Colorado. Are there a couple of different engines available? And tell us about all the different ways the truck can be configured.
Okay, currently we have in 15 model year, we have two gasoline engines, our 2.5-liter four-cylinder and our 3.6-liter V6. Two very impressive and very capable gasoline engines that are going to really be exciting to the customer. Then in this calendar year, as a 16 model year, we're coming forth with our Duramax diesel.
Oh, wow.
That is absolutely going to bring in another exciting level of performance to the midsize truck segment. And that is going to deliver an estimated 369 foot-pounds of torque. So it's a very exciting addition to our midsize truck family that's coming later this year that you're going to look forward to driving.
You're going to love the torque figures of these modern-day diesels. Not only
they bring it home.
Fuel efficient and don't have any of the bugaboos of the diesel vehicles of years ago, but just deliver tremendous power right off the line.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great addition to the Colorado. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us here at the Auto Show and telling us all about Motor Trend's 2015 Truck of the Year. It is the Chevrolet Colorado, and Anita Burke has been our very special guest. She's the chief engineer on the Colorado. Anita, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
We'll take a time out and then more from Detroit. Don't go away.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.